What's that?
Good morning.
Good morning, just barely. Hey, good morning. Good, productive second week of the second half. Starting to see bills go through committee and starting to have conversations with our Senate colleagues on individual bills and making sure that we, you know, March 13th is never too soon to start thinking about how we land the plane. And so we're having those conversations today and over the last week, and we'll continue to appreciate the collaboration between both parties and both chambers so far. It's been great to see, and hopefully we can continue that for the next couple of weeks.
Mr. Speaker, House Republicans have unveiled their version of property tax reform. At least Representative Thompson has. Basically throws out the system, starts all over again. As Brandon mentioned earlier, the governor's plan and the Senate plan reform property taxes. Representative Thompson's plan basically throws out the system and starts all over again. Your thoughts, your reaction?
I wouldn't describe it as that way. So I think, look, we have a goal. I think uniformly we have a goal to reduce property taxes for homeowners. I think Representative Thompson's proposal does that, which is aligns with what the Senate plan Senator and Governor Braun's plan is trying to do. It does make some long-term changes to make the property tax system better, provide more stability for homeowners, giving more tools and resources to local units of government. So I think it's a very pro-growth, pro-economic development, pro-homeowner plan, I'm extremely optimistic we're going to get to the right place in the next few weeks, but it's complicated. You guys heard yesterday in committee, anybody who says this is simple is being a little disingenuous. It's not simple, but I feel good about where we are.
Representative Thompson's plan, though, goes a lot farther in making fundamental wholesale changes to both the property tax system and the local income tax system. Is that too big a lift to do with this much time left in session?
No, I think we're working through that. And again, this is what Representative Thompson is talking about proposing is a transition. It is not an overnight. There are components that provide tax relief to property tax owners as early as next property taxes and property tax in their 26 property taxes. But it's a transition to the system. And I think we are totally conscientious of that. We've done it, and when we even developed the local income tax, we made changes a few years ago, and we transitioned that. And I feel good about it. I really do. I think, again, it's complex, a lot of moving parts, but I'm excited about getting to a property tax system that I think is rewards economic development, rewards growth, and provide stability for homeowners.
He likened it yesterday when he was explaining it to, like, when he would warn his students, hey, I'm going to mix two chemicals together, something might blow up here.
I wouldn't have chosen to decide to phrase it that way, maybe. I think you have two different things going on. Short-term property tax relief for homeowners, high priority for us, and an evolution to a property tax system that outlines those three things I said that is encourages economic development, make sure locals have the type of resources they need to provide the communities that their constituents want to live in, and as property tax relief and stability for homeowners.
But in terms of clarifying, Representative Thompson talked about the relief in his bill broadly for homeowners, at least in the short term, is a decrease in the increase. So that generally property tax bills will go up next year, but they won't go up as much as they otherwise would have. Do you think your constituents are going to be satisfied?
Let's see where we end up with that. I've got a goal. We got a goal in mind, goals to try and have the 26th property tax bill be less than the 25th property tax bill. We'll see if we can get there. That's at least my goal and I think our team's goal. But that being said, we also are going to give more resources to local governments to go to their constituents to say, look, if you can have some opportunities to make sure you have the type of community you want to live in.
Speaking of Houston, Democrats have repeatedly called for more relief for renters, and today Prosperity Indiana came out with a recent report that shows that nearly half of all Hoosiers pay more than 30% of their monthly income that goes towards rent. They're calling on the state to do more about it. What is your response to that?
Well, I think that we're interested in how we can help do that. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that we are concerned about rent in just general, and a lot of, frankly, some of that rent increase has been in property taxes. So, you know, that's part of the reason we're looking at, again, it's a complex system. As you know, those are in the kind of the 2% bucket. And so we're definitely looking at that.
Senate Bill 287, the partisan school board bill, was admitted to be close to the House version that didn't get called down for a third reading vote. Do you think that now has enough support to clear the House this time around?
We'll find out next week. I support it, but we'll find out next week.
Should the Indiana Department of Correction ignore the court ruling handed down that they should pay for sex reassignment surgery, as the lieutenant governor has kind of encouraged them to ignore it, and the attorney general doesn't seem like that much of a fan either?
Well, look, I'm not a fan of the opinion. I'm awful sensitive to telling people what they should ignore. I have every confidence that Attorney General Akita will fight vigorously to overturn that decision. I think that's the most appropriate way. I don't think that we should just randomly ignore court orders. I disagree wholeheartedly with the decision, but I think, you know, I'm confident that the Attorney General will use the proper ways to fight against the current decision.
Mr. Speaker, I was on my Facebook page this morning and realized you had this job for the last 5 years. Any thoughts?
Just five. Yeah, it's great. It's really a privilege, and it's an honor. I love the people I get to serve with and work with. And, you know, I'm super, you know, we've had the opportunity the last few weeks to talk about all the great things going on in Indiana. And so it's been fun to be a part of them. Just grateful for the opportunity.
There have been several Achilles tendons casualties in the House-Senate basketball game. Is it time to move to something a little less
I'm glad you asked that question. We might want to go to shuffleboard. Somebody better, yeah, or something. I don't know. That may be a little rough. Maybe a little less physically demanding on the squad. So, it's a great opportunity. I love the fact that, you know, it's so awesome to see everybody out there having fun, both parties, you know, all together on one team. It's a great kind of collaborative thing. It's just we're hurting a lot of people doing it. So
I mean, insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of a doctor of the day, do we need an athletic trainer?
We might need a little help in that area.
How closely aligned was House Bill 1402, that amendment, to the plan that you talked about with Governor Braun recently?
I think we have a short-term goal and a long-term goal. And I think, you know, I think Governor and I and Senator Bray and our teams are talking about that. You know, short-term relief, but a better long-term property tax system. I think 1402, and I think Chairman Thompson acknowledges this, is not anywhere near its final form. It's a transition. And it's a transition, you know. I would like to remind people, we'll meet again next year. And if we find that there are things that need to be tweaked, we'll do that, as we've done on other fiscal-related issues. So I think, you know, Governor Braun has been very clear. He wants short-term property tax relief, as we all do. I would equally say I'm as interested in having a better long-term property tax system, too.
Do you foresee this spilling over into next year, like kind of tackling the short-term this year and then doing
No.
No.
I mean, I think I would like I would like to do both. I'd like to begin that process to that transition, because I think it's really important to show people, if I'm a community, I'd want to know what I need to do, what I should be thinking about from an economic development standpoint. I think we can point a direction and then fine tune. Again, as you guys know, you guys cover us. We fine tune a lot every year, and you learn and you adjust. And I think that's important. I think we need to lay out to the very best of our ability what we expect the long term property tax system in Indiana will look like. I think there's a consensus that on some bullet points I've outlined earlier. Now, again, the devil's in the details on how we get there.
excited at all about when they might hear your Illinois Boundary Commission?
I've talked to Senator Baldwin. I think they're lining up their plan over there, and I feel good about it being heard. I have a lot of confidence in Senator Baldwin. The author's not so good, but the sponsor's terrific. So,
any thoughts on possible government consolidation here in Indiana as we talk about property tax reform and all the different units of local government, county, city, township?
Yeah, I think we've kind of missed an opportunity this year on that discussion, quite honestly. I think we have to, talk about that moving forward. It's obviously part of this property tax discussion. The amount of local government we have, the amount of different taxing units we have. I don't think we're going to have that this year. But it has to be something moving forward. I mean, you can't talk about high property taxes and not look at the amount of government we have.
I mean, the government consolidation has been talked about here since at least Kern and Shepard. Is it time for mandates?
Well, I think it's time to have a very serious and robust conversation about what do we want, right? And I mean, if you're in a community that says we want lower property taxes, I think the first thing you probably should do is take a look around and go, how can we have a more efficient form of local government, right? And I think Senator Braun, gosh darn it, I keep doing that. Governor Braun is trying to do that within state government, and I think trying to lead the way in that way and kind of show like, hey, look, we're trying to figure out ways to streamline at the state level. Obviously, you're seeing the efforts at the federal level. Now, how do we make local government more efficient too? All right. Thank you guys. Enjoy your afternoon.